This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. On a cold winter morning in 1945, a young Army lieutenant, Garland Connor, sprinted ahead of American lines near the French and German border with a telephone, radio, and wire reel, ignoring warnings of danger from his fellow soldiers. Allied forces were trying to repel a German surge, and Lieutenant Connor's unit needed to knock out enemy tanks or they would be overrun. Lieutenant Connor found a shallow ditch where he laid for 3 hours, calling in artillery strikes. German soldiers made it within 20 feet of his position when Lieutenant Connor called in an artillery strike near where he was laying. He put himself in peril to save his unit. Since our country's founding, men and women like Lieutenant Garland Connor have stepped up to serve our nation. Each year, we mark the sacrifices the members of our military have made for over 200 years. Their service is why we live in a country where we are free to choose how we live our lives. While Lieutenant Connor is no longer with us, he was able to return home to rural Kentucky after the war. Rural Americans are more likely to enlist in the military than those in urban areas, and I'm sure we all know someone who, like Lieutenant Connor, was able to make it home. But I'm sure many of us also know someone who didn't. When Connor returned home, he started a tobacco farm. He rarely mentioned his time in the Army. His wife said he didn't want people to think he was bragging, and even after nearly making the ultimate sacrifice, he still had more to give. He stayed active in his community and continued serving others as the Clinton County Farm Bureau president in Kentucky. Lieutenant Connor and his wife Pauline enjoyed their work on the farm and being active members of the Farm Bureau. Pauline shared how much Lieutenant Connor enjoyed working with veterans after the war, since many of them have been through traumatic experiences. Lieutenant Garland Connor passed away in 1998, but not before his family convinced him to apply for the Medal of Honor. After all, he had been wounded 7 times and received numerous awards, including the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star, and multiple Silver Stars. In 2018, Pauline got a call. When she answered, a voice on the phone said, "I have the President of the United States on the line, and he would like to talk to you." When President Trump came on the line, he said he had awarded Lieutenant Connor the Medal of Honor. Lieutenant Connor received this high honor because his family and friends shared the story of his bravery. They kept his memory alive for 2 decades after he died. This Memorial Day, we honor the sacrifices of all those who served and are no longer with us. We remember them by sharing their stories, placing flags and flowers at their gravesites, and by protecting what they fought for, our freedom. Existing dairy risk management programs play an important role in offering a level of security for thousands of dairy producers across the United States. With extreme ups and downs defining dairy markets over the past several years and an unclear future for milk prices, the effectiveness of dairy risk programs remains vital. Reviewing farmer participation trends and general program performance statistics may help reveal areas of strength or where improvement is needed as 2023 Farm Bill discussions ramp up. According to AFBF analysis, the Dairy Revenue Protection Program, Livestock Gross Margin Dairy Program, and Dairy Margin Coverage Program all have a stable, if not increasing, user base that has benefited from the continued existence of the programs. May is Mental Health Month. If you or someone you know is struggling with anxiety, depression, or another mental health challenge, you are not alone. Our Farm State of Mind Directory has resources in every state and Puerto Rico, including crisis hotlines, counseling services, and other helpful information. Find it on the Farm State of Mind website at fb.org/land/FSOM. In a letter to President Biden, 54 agricultural groups expressed grave concern with a recent amicus brief submitted by the U.S. Solicitor General to the Supreme Court, advising the court against taking up a case regarding pesticide labels. The groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, National Cotton Council, and American Sugar Beet Growers Association, called on the president to swiftly withdraw the brief. At first glance, 2022 cattle prices are higher than 2021. At $140, slaughter steer prices are 17.5% above 2021 prices, but even with higher prices, farmers and ranchers will travel a rocky road to profitability, paved with inflation and higher input costs in 2022. A recent AFBF market intel addresses the USDA's latest cattle on feed report and forces driving cattle prices higher and how inflation and input costs will affect the bottom line for cattle farmers and ranchers. The article also examines the combination of supply and demand factors that will affect the 2022 market outlook for livestock producers. Several issues are changing the landscape in the 2022 cattle market. Burnt Nelson, an AFBF economist, explained in a recent newsline that the biggest factors in the cattle market are inventory, drought, and input costs. Nelson said USDA's annual cattle inventory report estimated overall January 2021 inventory down 1.89 million head or 2%. Further, the calf crop for 2021 was estimated at 35.1 million head. This is down 1.2% from 2020. And cattle farmers and ranchers have really been facing increases in both feed and non-feed input costs. All of these factors combine together to create a complex cattle market outlook, complete with many peaks and valleys for the 2022 marketing year. The Illinois Department of Agriculture announced Friday that it will continue to enforce emergency rules prohibiting the sale or exhibiting of poultry and poultry products at swap meets, exhibitions, flea markets, and auction markets in Illinois to prevent the spread of avian influenza. The department's emergency rules took effect on April 5, 2022. The emergency rules may be effective for up to 150 days. However, the department is evaluating the need for the emergency rules every 45 days based on the most up-to-date avian influenza information. At the close of the first 45-day period, the department has determined that the emergency rules should remain in effect as avian influenza has been detected in the state as recently as May 17, 2022. The department will continue to evaluate in 45-day increments for up to 150 days. In conjunction with this announcement, Illinois 4-H will move all county fair 4-H poultry shows to an alternate format while the emergency rules are in place. If and when the emergency rules are lifted, 4-H will return to live shows. A decision regarding state fair poultry shows will be made by June 17, 2022. Flock owners, managers, or veterinarians should report any unusual findings in domestic poultry, such as increase in mortality, decrease in water consumption, decrease in egg production, or respiratory signs including coughing and sneezing, immediately to the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 217-782-4944 or the USDA at 866-536-7593. And check out this new Farm Bureau member benefit for Macoupin County Farm Bureau members. Advance tickets are available for the 2022 Macoupin County Fair that will be held on June 7th through 11th in Carlinville. These tickets are a 50% discount, but you must be a Farm Bureau member in good standing to take advantage of the benefit. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau office will be open from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and afternoons are by chance or by appointment. The office is closed on Friday. So if you have any questions or would like to pick up those tickets, they are available for Farm Bureau members in good standing. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.